KUAF is supported by contributing listeners and by Crystal Ridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. More information available online at crystalbridges.org.
Think of your listening to KUAF as a lifetime of education. You listen because it engages you and stimulates new ways of thinking. Every day, you receive lessons in civics, science, and culture with access to some of the best minds locally and nationally. This is the value of an independent news service like KUAF. A lot of people who listen to KUAF believe that public radio is essential to democracy. Please take this opportunity to help keep this news service free and strong. Please call and become a financial supporter right now. Paul Corlett is waiting for your call. He's volunteering in the conference room. 575-5823 or 1-800-522-5823 or contribute online at supportkuaf.com and thank you.
Supporting public radio is a very good value for your money if you call your financial contribution pledge into 800-522-5823. Your dollars go right back into the in-depth news programming that you enjoy on KUAF. NPR takes you around the world and around the block every day of the year. Your contribution makes this possible. In Ozarks at Large, we take you to a cemetery, to the Buffalo River, to downtown Eureka Springs. We pay fees to NPR for each of the national programs that we have. This year, Morning Edition, for example, $108,000. Please help KUAF continue to bring you the best news coverage from around the world and from around the streets of Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. You can do that by calling in your contribution, 575-5823, 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
There are so many great things about public radio, and one of them is that we don't tell you how much you have to contribute. You get to decide how much public radio means to you and how much you can contribute. The average pledge is just over $100. Maybe that's not right for you. A dollar a week, that's $52. You can call right now and make a pledge of $52. Or maybe a dollar a day, that's $365. Or maybe that's not right for you either. $10 a month, a pledge of $120. That's... Yeah.
Leave it up to you.
Right. It's totally up to you how much you can contribute and what it means to you. And you can, once you decide, you may call 575-5823 or 1-800-522-5823 or contribute online at supportkuaf.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra will kick off its season Saturday night. And this performance will be one for cello lovers. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson has more.
They'll be performing Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Cellos as well as Cezanne's Cello Concerto No. 1. One of the performers will be Professor Stephen Gates, who's a professor of music here at the University of Arkansas and a cellist. He came by the KUAF studios to talk about the Vivaldi in which he'll perform, as well as the Cezanne's Concerto that'll feature the visiting cellist Allison Eldridge.
I guess I'm here because we're playing on that program. Concerto by Vivaldi for two cellos and orchestra. And we have a guest soloist that night, a young woman named Allison Eldridge, who is a wonderful cellist. And she is coming to play both the Saint-Saëns cello concerto and also this Vivaldi concerto for two cellos, which I'm playing the second cello part. She's playing the first. And it should be a lot of fun. Vivaldi wrote as hundreds of concertos, mostly for violin. He taught at a girls' orphanage. So he wrote these concertos for his students. And there are a lot of mostly solo violin concertos, but there are also concertos for almost any instrument that was around at the time, including mandolin, including piccolo, and including solo cello concertos, and these duo concertos. There's more than one concerto for two violins, and then there's this, it's the only one that he wrote for two cellos. And it's in the typical Vivaldi Baroque concerto form and style. It very much sounds like Vivaldi. It's in three movements with a kind of a quick, happy first movement, despite the G minor key, and then a very, very lyrical sort of Italianate slow movement where the two voices, the two solo cellos really dominate. The orchestra is very sparse in the second movement, and the two cellos kind of go back and forth, just as you would imagine in an operatic duet kind of thing. And then the third movement, again, has lots of energy, and the two instruments are kind of tossing tunes back and forth. And so I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's not, I don't hear as many duet concertos as other things. Is that a longstanding tradition, or are there a lot of pieces?
Aren't a lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot. I mean, relatively speaking, from the Baroque, there's a Bach two violin concerto. There's a oboe violin concerto by Bach. There's by Vivaldi. There's a four violin concerto by Bach. There's a four harpsichord concerto, and this was that sort of thing, concerto which was usually called a concerto grosso, but not always. In other words, a Baroque concerto where you'd have multiple soloists, really. And the Bach-Brandenburg concertos, for example, fit that mold, and they're maybe the best known.
Right, of course. Those are obviously the famous. Everyone
the famous
knows those.
Ones. And every one of those has different soloists. And yet after that, very, very few. We have there's a famous Mozart Sinfonia Concertante with a violin and viola soloist. There's a the Beethoven, the only Beethoven concerto I know with more than one soloist is called the Triple Concerto, which is a concerto for violin, solo cello, and solo piano. And the only one after that that I know of off the top of my head is the Brahms Double Concerto for violin and cello. So it really, the 19th century was so much that heroic century with the soloist as virtuoso that there rarely were more than one soloist. But in the Baroque, it was sort of much more egalitarian sort of thing, where it was common to have more than one soloist.
And go ahead, talk about the Saint-Saëns.
Saint-Saëns concerto is arguably one of the two or three most famous solo concertos for cello and orchestra. It's a piece that every cellist studies on their way up to becoming a professional. And it's an absolutely delightful piece, and it really fits beautifully between the Vivaldi concerto, not chronologically, but sort of musically, between the Vivaldi concerto, which begins the program, and the 7th Beethoven symphony, which closes it. The Saint-Saëns is, in a way, just what, if you know Saint-Saëns at all, it's kind of just what you'd expect. It's three short movements connected together, so it's played without pause. The whole concerto takes only about 20 minutes. Lots of virtuosity for the cello soloist. Beautiful tunes. It has that sort of, hard to describe for me anyway, that sort of French style of, it's very, very suave and kind of sophisticated music, but not, you know, it doesn't, for example, have the depth of, say, a Beethoven symphony kind of thing. I heard a story once, I have no idea if it's true, that Saint-Saëns described himself as a first-rate second-class composer. and it's good. He's a very facile, good composer. He's not what we describe as a great composer, but I really think this is a great concerto. It's a wonderful concerto. And one of the reasons we all study it, we cellists, is that it's a lot of fun to play. The cello part goes beautifully with the orchestra part. And it should be a lot of fun. I mean, it's really a beautiful, planned out concert, as well as having a wonderful young soloist and closing with a Beethoven symphony.
Stephen Gates, music professor at the University of Arkansas, will be playing cello in the Vivaldi Concerto for two cellos as part of the Arkansas Philharmonic kickoff concert of this season at the Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville. The other featured guest cellist is Allison Eldridge. She'll be performing Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto No. 1. In addition, as Gates mentioned, they'll be performing the entirety of Beethoven's 7th. If you would like more information on that concert, that Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., you can go to arkansasphilharmonic.org or call 479-841-4644. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.